In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. After the great feast of Nativity and Pascha, I always read the letter of greeting from Patriarch Kirill, and also from Metropolitan Larian. So today I'll read Patriarch Kirill's letter. And it's interesting because the context is that they are suffering from COVID there, perhaps even more than we are. I don't know what the numbers are and the circumstances, but clearly they're suffering from the virus, and I think that there's a bit of this woven into his epistle. He says, "Beloved in the Lord, archpastors, all honorable presbyters and deacons, God-loving monks and nuns, dear brothers and sisters, I extend my warm greetings to all of you on the great feast of the Nativity of Christ. On this radiant night, the whole creation rejoices, for the Lord now draws nigh and comes to fulfill the expectation of the nations and all who await the salvation of the world. After being expelled from paradise, mankind lived for many long years in the hope of the Savior's return to those who had lost their proper relationship with the Creator and had forgotten how joyful it was to know the presence of God continually. Each and every single day, hearing his voice close by, and being able to address him and immediately receive an answer, and know that they were perfectly safe because the Lord was with them. Today, we yearn for the feeling of safety, protection, and peace, while a pernicious pandemic exerts its effect upon our lives. It is difficult to discern the future when the uncertainty of tomorrow is always present and we are filled with anxiety. In these adverse circumstances, we have become acutely aware of the fragile condition of human life, and we have realized that we must appreciate every new day as the greatest gift from God, and realize that although this gift of enforced solitude may have become a heavy burden, it is nevertheless of utmost importance to regularly communicate in person with our relatives, our friends, and our church community. Now, beholding the infant Christ lying in a manger with the most pure mother, the righteous Joseph the betrothed, we become aware that only love for God and for one another can strengthen us in our ordeals, drive fear out of our hearts, and bestow upon us the strength to perform good and saving works. At one of the most important moments in the life of the Most Holy Theotokos, she found herself filled with anxiety, searching for a place to give birth to her only begotten son. In a strange town, a deserted place, she found herself in a cave which was used as a stable for cattle. However, in that moment, the lovely, lowly cave became a beautiful palace for her because her heart was overfilled with love for her son and her God. And this love transfigured everything around her. Suddenly, the Most Pure Virgin noticed neither the inconveniences nor the abject poverty of the cave. Instead, gratitude to the God the Father on high and tenderness for the newborn infant empowered her to disregard all difficulties. And behold, in every circumstance, the holy and divine providence sent down by the Lord, her humility and joy stand in stark contrast to the fallen attitude towards God given when given many trials. Now, today, as our minds and our hearts and our souls stand before the manger of the Savior, know that we are standing in the presence of the Creator and His whole creation. People, animals, and angels, servants, and all holy and three-sun radiance. Therefore, let us abide in God's love and know that we are united through and in the very presence of Christ our God, who liberates our souls from the shackles of fear and distrust, alarm and despair. And let us hear the voice of the Son of God who comes down to this sinful earth and calls to himself all that labor and are heavy laden, and to whom he promises the gift of eternal rest. Today he comes to us and teaches us how to live so that the heavenly bliss that was lost through the fall of mankind could again become a reality, and we could once again be united with the Lord in an unfathomable and mysterious way. The heavenly King who was born on earth has already accomplished everything for our salvation. All that remains for us is to accept his love and respond to it by our deeds, by living according to the commandments, by acts of mercy, by firm faith, and unwavering desire to be with God. Finally, our willingness to receive abundant mercies from his fatherly hand must be coupled with unwavering hope and trust in him, which surmounts the difficulties of life. My dears, time and again I extend to you my nativity greetings. St. Leo the Great writes, "No one is shut out from this joy, and all share the same reason for rejoicing. Let the saints rejoice as they see the palm of victory at the hand. Let the sinner be glad as he receives the gift of forgiveness. May the Lord grant unto all of you spiritual and bodily health, inexhaustible joy and fortitude, and strength as you continue to work and follow the path of salvation. Amen." Kirill, Patriarch of Moscow in all Russia, the Nativity of Christ, 2021. Old World Calendars, 2021. Glory to God for all things.